NPR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. An item to create an ordinance on panhandling restrictions in unincorporated Harris County failed after commissioners cast a split vote on Thursday. The restrictions were first proposed by Commissioner Tom Ramsey last week, who pointed to the public safety risk of people standing on roadways and medians.
This is another tool in our ability to control what goes on within certainly the traveling roadways. We adopted a Vision Zero plan, which means we're opposed to deaths on our roadways.
Commissioner Adrian Garcia reiterated safety concerns associated with panhandling, while Commissioners Rodney Ellis and Leslie Briones, who voted against it, said it could unintentionally harm unhoused people. Texas restaurants say their costs are rising and fewer patrons are visiting. That's according to a new report from the Texas Restaurant Association. TRA President Emily Williams-Knight said tariffs and immigration policies make the food service industry too uncertain.
There are so many things right now out of the control of that restaurant, that small business owner, that I think that you have to have a number of them settle or be more defined on what the outcome is for that operator to feel better about investing and growing.
88% of restaurants say they've seen food prices increase in the last quarter. If getting outside is among your weekend plans, you're in luck. On Sunday, September 2nd, all Texas state parks will offer free day use admission in honor of Texas State Parks Day. Tim Bradle, Director of Business Management for Texas State Parks, says it's a chance for those who don't normally visit the parks to experience what they have to offer.
Just an opportunity for folks to see some of the best examples of Texas. And what I mean by that is like our Texas landscapes, Texas wildlife, Texas history, the culture and people of Texas.
Some state parks near the Houston area include Brazos Bend State Park, Galveston Island State Park, and Stephen F. Austin State Park. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Legacy Box, working to preserve family memories by converting tapes and photos to digital, offering cloud delivery to enable access from anywhere. More at legacybox.com. This is NPR.
I'm Todd Zwillick, and it's the 1A Friday.